So here we are with part two of Big Al and Ed Bruce. Now, before we go to Ed Bruce, we're going to listen to just a short excerpt of the TV show Brett Maverick, where he played the sheriff and starred with James Garner. So let's take a listen to that. And once again, we're going to talk to a country music legend, singer, songwriter, and actor. Here is Ed Bruce.
Can't we just skip this? I only carry one gun in self-defense. I never pull it in anger. I hate violence.
Hand it over. I'll take that Sharps four-barrel you pulled on Lucas yesterday. Thanks, Lee. I read a newspaper account how you pulled a Colt 41 on Wiley Cooter.
Well, only after he shot me in the leg.
Left sleeve, I believe.
Damn newspapers.
I read another account where you won a set of masked brake bottoms from Zlotov the Russian. I'll take those, too.
All right, Ed Bruce, you are working on something right now.
Hold on just a sec. Ryan, can I tell him about our project?
Okay. I've got a friend here from Hollywood right now visiting me. He's he's a producer, and he and his partner, and he advised me early on in the relationship that's a business partner. It's not to be confused with any other type of partner, okay? But they agreed to option a screenplay that I and a friend had written, and we're likely going to start production in May. May. We'll make a movie.
Okay, well, now, wait a minute here. Once again, we're talking with Ed Bruce, and you can go to his website, edbrucemusic.com. Now you've opened the door, Mr. Ed Bruce, because the next...
Now, what did I tell you about that?
You haven't told me...
Esther does not appear on my birth certificate.
Okay. All right, Ed.
All right.
Let's just do it this way, Ed. Now, you've opened the door. You've got to at least give everybody just maybe a little peep of what this movie's going to be about. Is it a cowboy movie? Is it a...
Oh, yeah. It's back to period Western.
Uh-huh.
It takes place back. The main character was born shortly before the Civil War, and it takes place in California. And it's a cowboy. It's a Western. Period Western. There's some shooting going on, which is not the point of the movie at all. Mm-hmm. But it's an old cowboy that attempting to adapt to changing times. It's I guess you could say it's like me trying to adapt to this music they're playing now.
I'm glad you didn't say the first word. I'm glad you just said music.
Yeah.
Well, now, is this cowboy movie, is this going to be done in the old style when I always thought, you know, like Bonanza and John Wayne and Maverick and all those were fantastic series and movies. I mean, it wouldn't make any difference what y'all said. Even if it was clean, you would laugh just because how you did it. Is that movie going to kind of be like the old school?
The main character occasionally says, damn it, doesn't he? But yeah, says damn. That's it. There's nothing, there's no gratuitous sex or language. It's a family movie.
Great. Great, and it's you're going to start in May, and
that's planned right now.
And if you would be so kind to keep us informed of when you get the project done and title and this and that, we would love to be able to let everybody know.
Well, the title, can you give them the title, Ryan? Okay. Mr. Producer says I can't do that.
That's fine. I wouldn't figure they'd want you to just yet. Well, you just let us know, and we'll certainly get it broadcasted out to everybody. But we touched on something there that I want to go back to right quick, and then we're going to get into a little bit of your movie characters. You give your heart to Jesus. When did you do that and why? Because Ed, you know, I'm an outlaw truck driver. I'm an old outlaw, old school outlaw.
Uh-huh.
And you're an old cowboy. I can tell that just by all the songs you've written and your career. And you probably been a little bit of an outlaw back in Memphis and things like that. But now you've even got a CD that you recorded, a gospel CD, which is on your website.
Two, as a matter of fact.
Two. And I don't have either one.
Oh, well, I'll get them to you.
I wish you would, because I do a gospel show every Sunday morning.
Okay, I'll get them to you.
But tell me a little bit about Ed Bruce giving his heart to the Lord.
Well, it was, as I said, March 26, 1997, and I was in a back field by a creek back there, and it was... one of those first just really beautiful days that, you know, the promise of spring is just around the corner. And I'm on a tractor back there, you know, water would get up in the winter and it'd just dump debris and stuff in the field back there. And I was back there just trying to kind of clean up, you know, rather than break a mower, you know, later on cutting hay. I'm trying to pick up junk, but I look around, and it's a gorgeous day. Trees are budding a little bit, and I think maybe a couple of deer ran across back there. And it just, I came to the conclusion that all the good things that had happened to me in my life were not necessarily my fault. And I started singing a song that I'd never heard before, because I was writing it as I'm riding along on that tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called He Lives. It's on the first CD, Changed. And it's a big difference in my life. And in fact, I'm singing in church tomorrow, our little old Methodist church here in Monterey. Judith and I are we got a pretty good lifestyle, you know. The song isn't the only thing that last ex-wife stole, but we got a good life. We're God has provided for us,
mm-hmm.
and we have some good dear friends and having a good time, really.
Well, that's
get up every day and just can't wait to see what God and I can get done that day.
Sounds like me, Ed. I'm the same way. I'll keep going until I can't go, and that's when God will tell me I can't do it no more. Let's get into some film and television as we finish up another part of your life. And once again, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. And
My pleasure. I appreciate your interest. You know, I haven't, except for my Christian music, I haven't made a record, gosh, and I guess I'm talking about a commercial country record.
I understand.
Since I guess the 90s, I don't know, back in the last century.
Yeah, but you know, Ed, you, like other entertainers, really did make a mark on the entertainment world, from music to songwriting and television, and that needs to be, as I'd mentioned off air, that needs to get in people's minds. People like you, you're an original common man, and you did something, and it needs to be brought out once again. There's a lot of people probably want to know where you're at.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the word out. Yeah.
Now, the acting thing, this came about because of songwriting. Back in the late 70s, I had written Mamas. By then, I'd had a top 15 record on it. Of course, Willie and Waylon had a monster. And two ladies who were casting for the Dukes of Hazzard came to town looking for folks. And one of them in particular wanted to meet me. She had somehow contacted my office and just wanted to meet the guy that wrote Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up for the Cowboys. Huh. Both these ladies were from Texas. So we met and spent some time together, and a short while later, one of them called. They were casting for a CBS TV miniseries called The Chisholms, mm-hmm. starring Robert Preston, who only won an Academy Award, you know, Mitch Ryan. The character I played was head of a family on a wagon train moving west. The first thing I ever did, first scene that I did, I had done some on-camera TV work, the show, but the first acting gig I ever had. And the first scene, I have a confrontational scene with Mitch Ryan. We're at odds about which route to take going west. Uh-huh. I wanted to take the northern route. He wanted to go the southern route. Anyway, it's confrontational. It's not physical confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're arguing about it. And when I got through, like I said, that's the first thing I ever did. I walked over and I sat down in my chair. And we're out in the, I guess, the armpit of the West, at La Junta, Colorado, and where it takes about 90 acres to graze one cow and a calf.
Yeah.
But we, I walked over and sat down, and Preston is sitting in his chair next day. I sat down. I'm walking up, about to sit down. He said, "That's okay, kid. They'll probably cut it." Oh, boy, it's great. And the director came over to me. He said, "Ed, that was wonderful." He said, "I could just feel the tension in that scene." And I said, "Mel, that was abject terror." But that was what started me. And later, I had occasion to meet Jim Garner. And had a golf tournament out in the Woodlands out of Houston, the Darrell Royals charity golf tournament, celebrity invitational thing. And I met Jim, and several years there, we were together at this golf tournament. And one night, he sat up all Saturday night with us after really everything was over. But it was me and Mickey Newberry and Hank Cochran. I think Willie was there for a while. And Jim sat there the whole evening. He had an 8 o'clock plane to catch the next morning, but he sat there the whole night listening to us pick and sing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we kind of maintained some contact like that. And I was in the studio in Nashville doing a commercial. My last ex-wife and current former manager, the song thief, walked in and said, I just got a call from...
I caught that, by the way.
She walked in and said, this call, they're going to revise Maverick as Brett Maverick, and he wants you to co-star with him. Well, golly. You know, it was just gosh, that's too much. He was one of my heroes as a child.
Right.
And so I flew out there soon to the screen test with him. And I understand he didn't do screen tests, but he screen tested with me. The rest is history, as they say. I got the part over some objections. Jim just said, I want Ed Bruce. So that's how that came about.
And the smooth style of Tom Guthrie.
Beg pardon?
I said Tom Guthrie. That was your character in the movie. With a smooth style. I'm hearing a little bit of Tom Guthrie and Ed Bruce right now as you're talking back and forth, because I can remember some of those series that I watched.
Well, it was, you know, Jim said one day, isn't this great? They're paying us money to play cowboys.
I bet that was a lot of fun. Probably long hours, though, wasn't it? People don't realize what time you have to put in.
But you know what the longest hours were? Getting there in the morning and just sitting on my bus waiting.
Really?
you know, to be called to the set. There's a, I don't know, something about, I guess it's the old CYA thing with the assistant, production assistants. They're making out the call sheet for the next day, and you're maybe you're in the third scene down that's scheduled for shooting. They get you in there at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, mm-hmm. and you might sit around for 4 hours before you do anything. That was the I love the work. I love it. It's that work process is just tedious at times.
As we finish up, Ed, now you was on Maverick co-star with James Garner.
Mm-hmm.
You was even on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I did a Walker, Texas Ranger. Nice people. The Norrises are nice people. Chuck's very approachable. Aaron, his brother, was the director. Just an enjoyable experience working with them.
Well, I noticed the series, all the series that you have, or TV shows, and even the movies that you've been in, at least 95% of them have been family-oriented or have a good message at the end. I've watched every Walker, Texas Ranger. I've probably seen you in there, and I just don't remember it at this point. What would be probably your favorite thing that you really remember and you've done throughout all the years, songwriting, singing, acting? For Ed Bruce. I mean, just off the top of your head.
Big Al, that's impossible. Songwriting brought me to town. Everything else I've done is really a spinoff of songwriting. I love to co-write because I have someone right there, right then, with whom I can share a new song. Mm-hmm. I'm a co-writer. If I write something by myself, I can't wait to play it for somebody. Cannot wait to play it for somebody. That's usually, bless her heart, that's usually Judith. But, I love to perform. I remember one of my trips to Europe. It couldn't have been the first one. Of course, we were in this theater. It's dark in there. And I started doing a song, and I got just a line or two into it, and I saw this spot of fire out there. And then another one over here, another one. And pretty soon, it seemed that everybody in the audience was waving a lighter. That's the way they show their appreciation. And when it dawned on me what was happening, I darn near cried. I mean, it's such an emotional they were so into what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
and visually showing their appreciation, and that was moving. So, I guess right now my main focal point is writing songs for Jesus and acting, and there, I think you started to ask me a while ago about the subject matter of movies and things. I will not do anything that my grandchildren can't see.
Yeah, because I said 90% of what, or 95%, or maybe even 98%. Some of these I haven't seen, but it tells me that you are a family man and you're going to produce family type movies.
Yeah, I'm the biggest thing. I've turned down some things in the last year or so. Just a bit sleazy for my taste, and not something I'm not doing anything that my grandkids can't see.
Well, I tell you, I think that, Ed, I think we've got everything covered. I am looking forward to seeing your new cowboy movie that you're beginning to start on. A man that's been blessed. You care about God, country, family, people around the world, and you deserve to have everything that you have. And it's been a pleasure to have you with us.